Get started with our post-race media availabilities. We've got our Dash for Cash winners, Sam Mayer, driver of the number one Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. We'll go ahead and open it up straight to questions. Please state your name and your affiliation. We'll get you a wireless mic as quickly as we can. Any questions from Mayer? Start over here, and then go to Dustin.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Sam, obviously there late you had to track down AJ to pass AJ. To get into that position, what was that like? Was anybody saying anything on the radio to you?
No, they left it completely quiet because they know better. I would definitely overdrive it if they told me what was going on. So they left me in the dark, and at the end of the day, I kind of figured it out on my own. But, yeah, what a day. These guys worked really hard for this, and they deserve it for sure. This team, I think this is their second Dash for Cash in the last 2 years. So, obviously, we're going to go for more next weekend. But you got to start somewhere. Last couple weeks have been really, really good for me, and definitely that long green flag run really proved that the cars belong here.
Let's go up here, Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Sam, how has your comfort level grown since getting in the car last year, and where do you feel like you've made the biggest growth?
It's interesting. Like when I got in the Xfinity car for the first time at Pocono, like I felt right at home right away. But at the same time, there's so much that was different in that, like the mile and a half stuff. Like I've never done that track. Like the tracks were new, but the car felt good. So coming here to Richmond again, short tracks, obviously that's what I've done the last couple of years. I felt right at home again, and especially running the race last year in the fall, I was ready. I went out for practice. I felt good right away. So it's like it depends on the track kind of more than the car, but at the end of the day, our accelerated Chevy Camaro was really good, and the team did a really good job putting it together. So at the end, so it's like it's going to be good no matter what. I just got to go out there and drive it.
Okay, we've got a question upstairs, and then we'll go back here in the back. In the press box.
Yeah, Chris Knight, GetchVents.com. Sam, back-to-back top five finishes, fifth at COTA, third today, and then fourth at Martinsville last fall. Are you inching closer? Do you feel like your first career win? And then how do you feel about being eligible to go for $200,000 next weekend? Or, I mean, you know, yeah. Another $100,000 adding up to $200,000.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have to have the confidence going into next weekend at Martinsville because I had my first top five there last year. Obviously we're racing for Dash for Cash again, so that's huge incentive for us as well. Obviously there's so much incentive just to run well and prove that my name belongs here, because that's what Xfinity is all about. But yeah, I feel like it's definitely coming around. I mean, obviously three top fives and two of them coming in the last 2 weeks now. Obviously we're hitting our stride right at the right spot for all this money that we hopefully can make. But obviously we want to have that at the end of the year too. So we have to grind really hard to get ourselves out of this points hole that we're in and get to the playoffs and hopefully get the championship four and then the championship.
Can you go to the back?
The podium finish. Sam, just kind of going off of that question, just how does it feel to have some confidence now and to finally have a little bit of luck go your way?
Yeah, exactly. Luck. Like, I mean, we've had speed every single track this year so far, literally. Vegas, we led a bunch of laps and then got wrecked with 20 to go. So it's like we're up there. We can find our way up there. We just got to manage to stay up there, stay clean, and kind of mind our own business almost. And then obviously today I minded my own business, just rode around all day, and we ended up with $100,000 in our pocket. So I'm figuring it out. The team knows what they have to do, and they're doing a really damn good job of it. It's just about staying clean, staying out there, and Martinsville is a really good track for us. Obviously the team won there with Josh Berry last year in the spring and top five with me in the fall, so they have really good notes there. Obviously it's a night race, so our package is really good, so hopefully can go get another $100,000.
And how do you approach that race? Do you race it similarly and have that same kind of mindset, knowing that you have another opportunity to win another $100,000?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a fine line between being really aggressive and saving your stuff like you would at this place. Somewhere in the middle. I personally have to find that a lot quicker than like a Josh Berry would, because he kicks butt at Martinsville no matter what, so he just knows. So I have to kind of get up to his standards to be able to do it, but I think I can do it. Obviously I have the confidence to do it, especially after today, going into next week, and the team knows what they have to do too.
Come up here to Bob.
Bob Parker, Fox Sports. Was your car getting better throughout the run, or were you just kind of steady and everybody else was getting worse?
I was getting worse, not as bad as everyone else. Like, everyone was slowing down, obviously, with just tires, but, like, I feel like everyone was getting worse and worse and worse, and I was, too, a little bit, but I was just, the progression down wasn't as steep as everyone else, so I was able to kind of keep the tires on it all the whole way through the run and still have some stuff for the end. No matter if we choose, if a caution comes out with 10 to go or whatever, we stay out or pit or whatever, I have options. So the car was really good. Obviously, had to be good to finish top three. I had a lot of speed under my belt too, hitting the right line, doing all the stuff that I had to do inside the race car. But yeah, it was, I think I was happy with it. I would definitely bring the same package back.
Okay, go back to Dustin.
Sam, you mentioned Josh and just his success at Martinsville. So as somebody that gets to work with him, what do you see? What are things that impress you about him at that track where you go next week?
Yeah, I mean, even you saw him today. Like, he performed really, really well today. He was up front and making moves, and they said 8 car, 4 back. I was like, well, how the heck did he get through the field that quickly and still have tires? So it was, he's really good, obviously, especially at Martinsville, like with the late model stuff and everything. So he's someone I'm definitely going to lean on. He's going to have a lot of phone calls next week from a lot of different people because he's going to get super annoyed with everyone asking him for hint tips and stuff. So I'll make sure to do it in person and leave him alone a little bit because the team at the end of the day has all his notes. So I'll be good to go.
Okay, any more questions? All right, Sam, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.